funky concept. My name is Pop, I got a real funky concept. My name is Pop, I got a real funky concept. My name is Pop, I got a. My name is Pop, I got a. My name is Pop, I got a real funky concept. My name is Pop, I got a real funky concept. My name is Pop, I got a real funky concept. My name is Pop, I got a. My name is Pop, I got a. My name is Pop, I got a real funky concept. My name is Pop, I got a real funky concept. My name is Pop, I got a real funky concept. My name is Pop, I got a. My name is Pop, I got a. My name is Pop, I got a real funky concept. My name is Pop, I got a real funky concept. My name is Pop, I got a real funky concept. My name is Pop, I got a real funky concept.
Team Bowman, this is Alton the Bowman Cunningham, what's a beast to a bow, and we're keeping it real with Real Sports Guys.
All right, we're back with RSG One Mike, and it was appropriate that they were playing House of Pain, Jump Around. I'm here with my man, Hank Davis. What's up, Hank? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, guys. How you doing tonight?
Man, we're doing all right. I'm about to bring my guy on because you're going to be in Madison with me this weekend. We got game day in Madison. RSG is going to be in Madison. For the college football universe, Madison, Wisconsin will be the focal point because it's going to be a focal point if RSG is going to be in the building. Hank, I know you coming from Ann Arbor, coming in. You're coming back. You're coming to my own backyard. You're going to get a chance to hear from one of my guys who is leading that vicious Badger defense that I've been talking about. You're going to get a chance to see it up close and personal. I know you had a chance to kind of see the pandemonium what's happened on this weekend. And so, but we're going to bring my guy in here in a second to talk with us because I've been talking about this Badger defense, and I wanted to bring this guy on from the first time I met him. Because I think he has a special story for us. And so, you know, we got none other than the top linebacker, the leader for that great Badger defense, my man, Garrett Dooley. How you doing, Garrett?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
We doing fine, man. Welcome to the Real Sports Guys, man. First of all, thank you for being here. I know you got a lot going on, and I want to get you in and talk to you and get you back to the other stuff you need to do in preparation this week. What I wanted to start out a little bit is you got an incredible story, because I think your story is really embodies a lot of what it means to play for a place like Wisconsin. Given the fact that you kind of started out and, I think you started out playing in the middle linebacker position. It was right after when they kind of moved to this 3-4 defense. You kind of move around trying to find your spot, and then you kind of end up here at outside linebacker. Can you talk a little bit about that journey to where you are now, really kind of leading one of the leaders for that Badger defense?
Yeah, it definitely was definitely a long road, kind of a struggle for a while. You know, freshman year I came in, and it was – first day of padded practice, hurt my knee, and then just kind of never really got into a flow that fall, and then ended up redshirting that fall. And then I actually got switched to defensive line before spring ball the next semester, and that was definitely one of the biggest struggles. And I was very underweight for that type of position, and ended up hurting my knee again and then had struggles with it again over the summer. And my sophomore year, I ended up having season-ending surgery. And then I think when the new coaching staff came in, they kind of realized that I was more of an outside linebacker type, so that's when they switched me there. And then, you know, I kind of started to get back into the flow of things. Hadn't played football in a while, and then got to play a little special teams my redshirt sophomore year. And then the next season, kind of got my shot in the Michigan game when one of the starters went down, and I guess I played well enough to where I could kind of rotate the rest of the season. And I think just playing behind great guys at the outside linebacker spot has really kind of helped shape me into the kind of player and person that I am now with football. And I just think that I have those guys to thank that I was playing behind. Definitely a long road for me to get to this spot where I'm finally a everyday starter, fifth year senior. And this season has definitely been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I noticed when I was looking at the roster. And, you know, having the fact that y'all have some fifth-year seniors, and to me, and this is way before your time, but when Dr. Tom Osborne was at Nebraska, one of the things they used to make work was the fact that they redshirted everybody, and they had, you know, the reason why those great Nebraska teams were great because they had these fifth-year and older folks that were just coming together. And I feel like y'all got a real good mix of seniors, fifth-year seniors, that kind of feels like it keeps y'all kind of legacy and tradition kind of going. And I think about the fact that, you know, you were able to play with TJ and some of the other guys. Does it feel like even though y'all have changed coaches and stuff, it seems like y'all have this something about y'all that keeps this kind of program tradition going. Is that part of it? Having some of y'all more veteran guys around, helping to get the young guys along. Is that part of y'all culture?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, our defense is basically shaped with a bunch of guys who came in, didn't start or have significant playing roles their freshman year, maybe a couple guys here and there. But most of the guys spent their freshman season being on the scout team and going against the starting offensive group. And then I think that's just kind of something that helped everyone kind of perfect their craft at their spot going against the number one offense every single day. And then I think just everyone was kind of able to just watch the guys in front of them and learn from them. And then, I mean, everyone has – there's a lot of other people who have great stories and have had long roads ahead of them who have gotten them to this point. But I just think that this is probably the closest group of guys that I've ever been with in my 5 years here. And I just think that that's one of the reasons why our defense this year is so dominant. And even though we've had coaching changes in the past, I just think we all kind of have that mentality where we're all brothers out there playing with each other. And I think everyone knows that we have each other's back and that we just kind of go out there and fly around.
One of the things that has been a part of that story is that you have someone like Jim Leonard. And I remember when Jim was playing at Wisconsin, because I've been around the state around there for a long time and admired him as a player and watched him when he went to the league. And now he takes over, you know, at a very young age at defensive coordinator. Can you talk a little bit about his coaching style and what he's brought to y'all, you know, in terms of his approach to you know, being a coordinator and leader for y'all on the defense? What has he meant to y'all?
You know, obviously switching coordinators, sometimes that's a big change for guys. But we didn't, even though we had a new coordinator over the last 3 years with three different coaches, we haven't changed schemes. I mean, it's been a 3-4 every single year, so that's kind of helped some of the guys with a smooth transition into different defenses. But he has brought a lot of different things to the table. One of the biggest things that I like about him a lot is the fact that, I mean, like you said, he's a very young coordinator, and I think he's able to fit in with all the guys so well because, I mean, he's basically like a player out there. He has the same mentality as us. I think one of his things is not over-coaching people, more letting us kind of go out there and do our thing. I think that's kind of one of the biggest reasons why I like him so much. He just kind of he calls the plays for us, but he's calling it for us because he has trust in us. He knows that we're all going to go out there and do our jobs, do our assignments. And then I just think that he has a great, just kind of like a great mind when it comes to defensive strategies. I mean, I know he helps one of my best friends, my roommate, and one of our best offensive players, Troy McGalley. he got with him this offseason, teaching him a lot about defenses. And because he played so long in the league, he knows what offenses are trying to do. And I just think that he kind of has that mind where he kind of knows what the offense is going to want to do. And so then he's able to counter that really well. And I just think that he's just kind of in the mind of different offensive schemes. And I think that that's just something that allows us to play as well as we have.
The other person, you know, I think Paul Chris is probably one of the most underrated coaches in the country. And he just
Absolutely.
Does a good job, but he's kind of a quiet guy. But one of the things I was interested, I saw in post game interview, and they, you know, asking about how you guys are thinking about all this stuff about the college stuff. And he said about the playoffs, and he was like, I just tell the guys, I want them to enjoy and have fun. And I'm thinking, okay, how does he really make that happen? How does he really keep y'all loose and focus on having fun?
You know, I think, and he voices this every single week when we get to the hotel on Fridays, when we have our travel meeting on Thursdays. I just think that he's always showing his appreciation for what we do during the week, what we do during the off season, that kind of stuff. I mean, he's always telling us how much he appreciates the hard work that we're putting in, because he knows that he's very demanding of our time. And I mean, our practices are no cakewalks. I mean, we'll have a really hard fought game one week, and then have a big physical game coming up. And I mean, we're still going out there almost 2 hours, and we're banging heads. And I just think that he just really shows that player appreciation. And I think it's just kind of, I mean, it just kind of forces us to really want to play for him. I mean, he's a heck of a coach and a great guy. He loves to get close with all of his players. And I just think that he's such a big people person that it makes us really want to play for him.
When you have a freshman on the other side, you get to bang heads with Jonathan Taylor. He's been mm-hmm. running all over the place. And I know, you know, y'all get the chance to scrimmage and go against him. What makes him such a special runner?
I just think that he's one of those guys where the smallest of holes that you can find, he's going to be able to fit his way through there. And then he's not the type of guy where he's going to get hit in the hole and then fall back no matter what. He's always going to be falling forward. I mean, it showed in the first offensive play of the Iowa game. I mean, that guy got hit after about 8 yards and ended up having a 19-yard game because he kept driving his feet. He's an extremely physical guy. I mean, I remember in camp we had a scrimmage, and it was the one defense versus the two offense. This is before he kind of molded into that starter role, and he broke four or five of our tackles and went for a 75-yard touchdown run. And I know at the time we were kind of down on ourselves, like, dang, we just let the two score on us. Like, that shouldn't happen. And then I remember about week two or three, after we kind of saw what he could do, I think it made us feel a little bit better knowing that he's definitely the real deal. But he's a heck of a kid. He's got his head on straight, and I know he's having a lot of fun. And, I mean, he's definitely a baller. I love having him on the team.
Well, I'm going to give my guy, Hank, a chance to ask questions, because yeah, I want him to know who he's talking to when he come visit us in Madison. You know, I told him I'd come in there with no maize and blue on, but when he come up in there. But I want to give him a chance to ask you a couple questions.
Now, see, I was going to try to keep that quiet. First of all, Garrett, thank you for joining us today. Pleasure having you on the show. But I do have a question now. With Wisconsin football program, as you know, you guys have been absolutely very consistent, especially in the Big Ten West. Just you're one of the only two teams that's represented the West in the Big Ten championship game. My question to you, Garrett, is what is that culture like right now at Wisconsin? What I mean by that is you guys are undefeated this year. It appears by the national media that you're not getting a whole lot of respect, even though you've whooped everybody you play. So what is the culture right now of the Badgers and the Badger football program?
You know, I think this just kind of goes back to last year where, I mean, before the season even started, we were by a few guys, we were projected to go 7-5, 6-6. And I think we kind of knew that we had something to prove. I mean, we had one of the toughest schedules in the nation last year. And I know that we were playing some really good teams, and I just think that we were kind of able to go out there and kind of show what our team is about and what we're really about and how we play football. And then coming into this year, people are showing us a little bit of love, saying that we had a weaker schedule and that we could possibly go all the way. But I think that I just think that with this team, everyone knows that kind of the outside noise is just something that we kind of have to zero out. We know that everyone in our team meeting rooms, those are really the guys who truly matter, because we're the only ones who can kind of control the outcome of the game. And I think that everyone knows that we have to keep our head down, and no matter who we're facing, it's kind of a nameless, a faceless opponent, whether it's one of the top teams in the nation or one of the bottom guys. I mean, you can't go out there and play a lackadaisical game. I mean, you see some of these high-ranked teams getting beat by teams who are 500 or even below. And I just think everyone knows that we don't want to be that team that at the end of the season could say, yeah, well, we had this potential, what we could have been. I just think that everyone knows that what we can accomplish this year. And so far, we've been able to keep that goose egg in the right column, and we have these last three games left before the regular season's over. So hopefully we can keep it that way.
Okay, great. The next question I got to ask for you is, being a fifth-year senior and actually seeing the changes in coaches, and Dee kind of alluded to that a little bit, but the one thing that's unique about Wisconsin is that all of your coordinators are alums of the program. Talk a little bit about how that kind of really helps you all really kind of understand and really grasp that Wisconsin tradition.
You know, I just think that especially having so many coaches on this team that have played for Wisconsin, have grown up in Wisconsin, it's just they kind of understand the tradition of this place, smart, tough, dependable football. And I know our it's one of our slogans in our team room. Our coaches are stressing it all the time that we have to kind of be those guys that go out there. We know our assignments. We know we're going to do our assignment well and just know that everyone out there is playing for each other. I know this is one of the most selfless teams I've ever been a part of. I mean, everyone's pumped up if someone else is making a play. It's not always about themselves. And I just think that the camaraderie that this team has and what it's had in the past has kind of helped get us to this point. And I know that's kind of where the player and coach mentality has kind of come together, because everyone knows what the guys before us has done. I mean, all those Rose Bowls in the 90s with Coach Alvarez. And I think those guys were kind of helped to shape this program. And I just think that we have the utmost respect for our coaches and for the guys who have brought this program to what it is now. And it just makes us really want to go out there and play hard for each other.
Mm-hmm. And what is your advice right now to some of the younger guys on the team? I know you guys have already wrapped up the West. You got the Big Ten Championship coming up and beyond. And for young players, it could be real easy to look ahead. So what is your advice to some of the young guys, the Jonathan Taylors and those guys on your team this year?
You know, I just think that especially the freshmen who this is their first season. I mean, we're 10-0. I just think that especially looking ahead after this year, just kind of don't get complacent, because you can't let one great season affect how you think about the next year. I know that there's some teams who can have a great year and then fall off the next season. And I think that no matter what happens this year, you just got to make sure that you keep your nose to the ground, that you're always grinding, and that you can never be happy with where you're at. There's always room for improvement. There's always stuff that you can get better at. And no matter what's happening, just make sure you keep trying to perfect your craft. And then for some of the younger guys who aren't playing this year, who are on scout team, I mean, like we talked about earlier, I had a tough road ahead of me as a freshman, and I was able to kind of grind my way to where I'm at now. So no matter where you're at, things can always turn around if you keep working hard.
Well, Garrett, we definitely appreciate you joining us, and you know, I know you just came out of a lot of meetings, and you got a long week in preparation for this big game, and you know, Hank and I will be in Madison for the game, and you know, we know we got game day going to be there. It's going to be a lot of energy, a lot of eyeballs on that game, and we definitely appreciate you being here and everything y'all doing to carry the banner for the Big Ten. And I know this is a big time matchup coming up this weekend in Camp Randall. And before we let you go, this is how we do it on RSG One Mic. We ask all our folks coming on, our guys, just to say one word and just drop the mic for our listeners as you exit stage left. So I'll give you a chance to do that with our listeners.
All right. Well, you know, this is Garrett Dooley, outside linebacker, senior for Wisconsin Baptist football, and I'm here on the air with Real Sports Guys. It was a great time.
All right, brother. Thank you very much for being with us, and good luck with everything. And I'll see you later on before the game, to wish you well, man, and sleep well and get ready get ready for a big game on Saturday. Take care, brother.
Thanks, Garrett.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, y'all. Garrett Dooley, outside linebacker. This is a guy who's going to be playing at the next level. Was here with us on RSG1 Mike. And we will come back and talk to y'all after these messages.